Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast.
Yep.
Official in that I don't know of anybody else doing it.
I mean, Aaron, I declare that we're the official podcast because guess what? We're starting our second year.
Yeah, yes. Happy New Year to... Anyway, well, I, Aaron Barnes, am on the Twitter at ebarnes73, and Scott Hazelwood is on the Twitters at...
Teach from here. That's right.
And we've been doing this year, and thanks for listening, you listeners.
Pretty exciting stuff. As always, your feedback is appreciated. And you know what? You could do one little thing for us. Share the podcast with somebody that's not listening. Or you can... go on to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you have found this podcast and leave us a review. I think we're on Google Play too. So
we are.
That would be super great. Yep.
Excellent.
We got a thanks but no thanks from Spotify. They were like, we'll call you. Whatever, Spotify.
Call you.
Except they never said we'll call you. They just didn't say anything. It's like asking the cheerleader captain out, you know, in high school, hey, you want to go out for pizza? And then there's just silence. Maybe she didn't hear me when I was standing right in front of her.
I was right here. Brother. Well, that's okay. We're getting a few listens, and our moms have got our grandmas listening now, so mm-hmm.
Which is pretty exciting. Yeah, super weird because my grandmas are all in heaven, so...
Oh, boy.
But hey, this week we're talking about Ed Camp OKC, which, depending on when you're listening to this, has either getting ready to happen or has occurred in the recent past.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping we can push this out maybe today so that folks can, while they're driving in, listen and get themselves pumped up maybe.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's my goal. Have it out before lunch.
Excellent. Well, question one. What makes you excited about Ed Camp OKC?
By the way, our Twitter chat was moderated by you and Miss Beck.
And Miss Beck. Yes. She could have totally done this on her own. I don't know what she needed my help for because she's a rock star. But I was like, yeah, I'll help. Sure.
Yeah. And it is all about the Ed Camp OKC. So now for question one.
Okay. Now question one. What excites you about attending Ed Camp OKC? What are you getting pumped up for?
I just like to see people in real life.
I do too. It's super fun. And on that note, Jun Kim, who is at MPS Technology, he said, having that hashtag awkward moment when you sit next to someone you've been Twitter following but have never met in real life. I remember that.
Because the profile picture may be just different enough that you don't realize who you're sitting next to.
Yeah. Well, and my hair is different color now. So good luck, people.
I went with Todd Gregg here. He's at Mr. Gregg. He said, coffee, donuts, bacon, possible unicorn sightings. Looking at you, Megan Lloyd. I mean, what else could someone want? And he hit all of those nails on the head with one tweet. It's pretty good.
Well, and then he said something else, right?
Yeah, he said, in all serious though, I am looking forward to the interaction with and learning from all the other great educators that are part of Okla Ed. And I think I like that. I think I like the real life conversations that occur.
Yeah.
Like it's meeting people. Better.
Yeah. But in real life, like, I don't know, just like that on Twitter, it's focused and you don't go down too many rabbit trails. In real life, like, you could sit down to have a conversation about PBL and realize this whole conversation should have actually been about classroom management. I don't know.
Right.
And so it's just fun to see the direction that these conversations take when you are in front of actual people.
Yeah. Ed camps are very unique experiences. They're unlike any sort of conference-y thing you've ever been to. And it's kind of hard to put all that into words, I think, which is why you get comments about sitting next to somebody you followed on Twitter awkwardly or coffee and donuts.
Yes.
I mean, it's this whole experience. So question two, what are you hoping to learn about at EdCamp OKC.
Ooh, do you have anything in particular you're hoping to get?
Gosh, you know, my passions are professional development with social media, gamification of flipped class, and I feel like I always want to see what other people, how other people are using those things.
You know, yeah.
Like, what can I steal from somebody else that can complement what I'm doing?
So I know you're kind of a Twitter king. Are you going to go to Twitter 101 session?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
I mean, if it gets put on the board, I typically see a Twitter 101
yeah.
session. I think you've got a lot you could share at those. And I know it's PD that we try to get for ourselves, but we also should know that if we got something to give, we need to give it. I mean, if there's something that you are totally rocking in this world, you need to share it at EdCamp.
I think it, just in general, I think one of my biggest complaints about Twitter are the number of people that just lurk because they're afraid to share that they're there.
Yeah.
And I complain that in a positive way, but because I want to encourage people to, consumption is fine, but at some point you need to share your uniqueness with us because you do have important things to share. Like,
yeah,
you're not some ding dong. Like, if you're already taking an hour out of your day to follow a conversation every Sunday on Twitter, but you don't share with us, like, share with us. You do have something to contribute there. And I think people don't realize that. But anyway, that's a whole different thing.
Well, I went with Andre Dotti on this one, mm-hmm. and he said, I remember the first few, I was in the mindset to give more than to receive. But this time, I may just sit and receive all day. Hashtag maybe. Hashtag we will see. Hashtag, and I'm bringing my queen with me too this time. So I'm interested in Mrs. Dowdy. But I remember feeling the exact same way. Like, I went to my first ed camp not knowing what the heck, but by the second session, I was sharing. I don't know, my first couple of ed camps after that, I a little bit went in with the mindset of, I know what I'm going to share this time. I'm going to give. But I am kind of looking to see what I don't know or what maybe I do need to know this time. So,
yeah, I like the learning process. So sometimes the best things I've learned at ed camps have been conversations between sessions. That's been good. I chose David Wall. He is at Wall Mover and he's a recent moderator as well. He said, I'm on a quest for hope, not finding it in so many of the places around my teaching experience right now. EdCamp OKC seems to be a gathering place of those really expecting great things in Oklahoma. And I think that's true. Teachers who get together on their own to improve their practice on their own at a thing put together by teachers for teachers.
Yeah.
Without a lot of professional sponsorship.
Good words.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're choosing to do all of that. That's a unique bunch. And I want to be around them.
Yes.
Yeah. For shizzle.
Well, question number three. Explain to newbies the rule of 2 feet. I like the rule of 2 feet. I think I said something about, like, I use the rule of 2 feet in other conferences. And so EdCamp's kind of ruined me to conferences.
Vanessa Perez has shared the same thing. She's like, EdCamp has totally ruined, like, me for every other conference that I go to. Like, yeah, forget it. If this session isn't working, I'm moving on.
I was at ISTE and listening to a presenter one time, and I was just like, I raised my hand. I had something to ask right there in the middle, and I could tell that I threw him off. He welcomed it and embraced it, but they're in a presenting kind of game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not like every other conference, but no. I need to know this right now. Yeah. Can you please tell me what you mean by that? Or hey,
I was at an ISTE session where somebody asked a question and he said, I don't have a slide for that.
Oh yeah.
And EdCamp is not that experience.
No, there shouldn't be many slides at EdCamp at all. They're conversations.
I mean, there could be some slides, but if you don't have a slide for that, it's not like, oh, I can't do that. I can't answer that question. I don't have a slide. This guy, like, couldn't answer the question because he didn't have a slide.
That's crazy. I went with Jennifer Seisinger on this one. She said, vote with your feet. If the conversation isn't for you, get up and find what works for you. No one is hurt or offended. This is a day for you to get what you need.
Yeah. And I like she's at Room 20 Awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I went with Alexis Holly, Diamond Engagement Ring. Ooh. And she is at Miss Alexis Holly. She said, I can answer this. Get up and leave if you don't like the session or if it doesn't fit your specialty.
Yes.
And the diamond ring is important because I don't remember seeing Alexis in our chats very often. So I clicked on her and she's engaged. So she was really excited. And that's in her Twitter profile.
Best wishes, Alexis.
Yeah, pretty fun. So question four, why is the rule of 2 feet important?
Man, life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting in a PD that your school has put on and you've got to be there, sit there and get it and whatever. But this is your Saturday. You're choosing to do this. You're choosing to be at this place. If it's not working for you, find something that will. Life is too short to be sitting through boring, horrible, awful sessions on a Saturday.
Yeah, for real. she said.
I know. Ann Phillips is AMP Mom 3 Ann. On the Twitter.
Can you read that more like a robot?
AMP Mom 3 Ann. She said, I feel the rule of 2 feet is one of the most amazing things that makes EdCamp so special. It makes me feel 100% that it is all tailored for my professional needs. Mm-hmm.
I went with Laura Searcy. She is at Miss Searcy, Mrs. Searcy 112. She said, allows for voice plus choice, which equals loyalty. PD should make TEs feel like professionals who can make decisions based on what we need to develop our T identities. We don't need someone to dictate, prescribe those needs. So it allows for opportunity to self-assess and reflect. I loved it when my administrators would give us sort of a menu of options for professional development, because I could go to something that was going to impact my practice and not something I felt like was being forced on me that I had to sit through.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
So. It gave me an idea and I need to take a note real quick.
So what Erin just did was she grabbed for something off screen, placed it in her lap. She obviously has started writing and she's not, I don't even think she's paying attention to me right now. So whatever is happening is occurring in real time, and she just placed it back. Okay, there you go. Play by play of Aaron's note taking.
I had an idea, and if I don't write it down, it is gone. I have journals all over my house so that if I get an idea, I could just write it down and then act on it later. So I apologize.
Okay. Question five.
It's written down.
Welcome back to the podcast, Erin.
Thanks. And thank you for taking time to let me write that. Question five. Who are you looking forward to seeing at EdCamp? This was hard. And do you know how many people wrote the same thing over and over and over?
No, how many people? Did you count them?
I didn't, but everybody was saying everybody.
Yeah.
I was looking for the best everybody tweet.
I think we found the best everybody tweets.
I do too.
So you first.
Okay, so Josh Flores said, that's a tough call. I go to EdCamp because I see everybody there. We need like a yearbook or something. And I totally agree. Like, it would be nice to have some sort of a yearbook for EdCamp. What's that?
Check into EdCamp, make your fun name tag, and take your school picture here. So I went with Shelby, who is at Shelby Jr. I think I forgot to grab her. She's Shelby Jr. 3, and she said, "Salt in the wound, y'all, salt," because Shelby's going. She's going to a different conference.
Yes, there are several different conferences going on right now.
Yeah. So Shelby won't be able to make it to that one.
Sorry, Shelbs.
But I feel like that totally epitomizes our tweets, sum up the two camps.
Yes. I'm going to see everybody. I'm going to see nobody. And I don't know if you know this. Jun Kim is an EdCamp organizer for EdCamp OKC.
I mean, I knew that, but our listeners may not.
Every year, the guy has guard that weekend and can't come. So he does all this amazing planning and then doesn't get to come. But I think we talked about moving it back to February. We had a great ice storm one year and had to move it into the March and thought, well, we'll just keep it here in case. But I think we're thinking about moving it back into February. And I think that will please Stephanie Heim. Mm-hmm. I think she was throwing a little shade at the March date, saying that she couldn't make it either.
Yeah, they had like a family obligation on that weekend. Every year, like it's a birthday or something like that. You don't want to take time away from your family. I
mean, no, you don't want to give up your. Not that. We are giving up our families for this
day. Yeah, but not like on a birthday day.
Right?
Right.
It's my anniversary.
Right.
So, yeah, but both ends of the spectrum, and we'll just see what next year has to bring. How's that?
Sounds good. Okay. Q6, why do you think the unconference model works? And I think it works because there's that whole choice situation. Like it's completely user generated. It's not me as the principal going,
class, today we're going to have these three choices and they all suck for you, but you must attend one.
I mean, it's not that. It's not that at all.
No, there is no schedule right now. I had to put together a schedule for those of you that I helped with this EdCamp a little bit as well. And so I had to build a schedule, but it's blank right now. Everything is missing from it. All that it has are room numbers. And once we get there that day, the attendees write on butcher paper what they want to see, what they want to know, what they want to hear. And then it gets added to the schedule, like IRL. IRC.
In real time. Yes. Which is crazy because it really, so for those of you with large schools, say you've got 100, 150 staff or 200 staff, if you're at Jinx, you maybe have 250 or whatever. And you're like, oh gosh, I don't know how we organize all of this in the one day. The EdCamp typically has between 300 and 400 people, and they're able to organize sessions all day long in 30 minutes.
Right. And
so it's doable.
And we did this for OKSDE a few years ago, right. And we had something like 900 people in attendance that day.
Right.
And we still got it done.
Right. Like it's doable. The way it's organized with the butcher box paper and somebody's coming through with a Word doc or with a Google doc or whatever, it just helps streamline all that. So it really is possible.
Oh yeah. I went with the Tanya Gaunt tweet here, and she is quite the Ed Camper.
Mm-hmm.
It works because the sessions are centered around the PD we need. We can find our rock stars and beg them to get it on the board and then go there to learn.
Yeah.
And then go there.
Guess who I get to see at Ed Camp on Saturday? Tanya. Yeah. I can't wait. I only see her not very often. Okay, so I went with Natasha Jefferson, and she's at Jefferson_first. She says, because it fits me, I stay engaged when I'm able to decide what I want to learn. Gee.
That's so true. Just
like our students.
Yeah. What?
Mm.
I mean, there. Listen, Scott.
Okay, I'm listening. I have my headphones on.
You can't give up everything. Like, there are things that we have to teach them.
Right.
But we can give them the choice in how it's learned or how it's taught.
Give them some choice in how they want to show us they've learned it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if we would have lost my grandma on that comment, but just so that she comes back and listens next week. They still have to learn the standards.
Right. Yeah, we're not teaching.
Giving that. Choice in how they decide to learn it or how they present it.
Right.
Okay. Well, question 7.
No? Yeah, do it.
You're not ready.
No, I'm ready.
Okay. Share any words of advice for those attending EdCamp for the first time.
That's a typo on me, everybody. I'm owning it.
actually, you didn't have any of the questions in there. I did it all today.
So I thought I had the questions in there. I meant to put them in.
Listen, Scott takes all the heavy lifting. I am always like, oh, it's Friday morning. We record today. I need to get in and do the notes. So it's totally fine that you missed that. Okay. I can do some of this. I just don't.
So you chose.
I chose. Andre again here. He says, in answer 7, he says, 1, newbies. Find 3 to 5 people you've never seen before whilst getting coffee or food and introduce yourselves. Mm-hmm. 2, old folks, seasoned Ed campers. Remember the first time you were there at Ed Camp alone. Mm-hmm. Don't let the newbies feel that way. Invite them to lunch too. # say hi.
Yeah, it can be just completely overwhelming walking into that environment for the first time because of everything that's going on.
My first Ed Camp, I didn't know a soul. I mean, a soul. I had just joined the Twitter chats maybe 2 weeks before. And was doing horrible at them. And I went to lunch by myself and it was really sad. But at a table behind me, I heard some people talking about Ed Camp and I actually ate lunch with Fat Cat Artist.
Oh.
And like for the first time there at Ed Camp lunch, we were at Ron's Burgers in Jinx.
Hmm.
So there you go.
My first Ed Camp that I was gonna go to ended up being on a day that we had a soccer tournament in Tulsa, and it was Ed Camp OKC, so I couldn't go that year. The next year, it happened again. And then the next year, I was in graduate school, so the first time I could go to Ed Camp was on that February day that iced and snowed, and it got canceled, and it got moved to the weekend that I had to have class.
Oh my.
And so I already knew a bunch of people virtually when I got there. So that first Ed Camp for me was really, 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 really fun. But yeah, it can be overwhelming. All these people that have connections, just introduce yourself, say hi and something.
Yeah.
And old fogies, be welcome. So Dina Rogers, who is at Dina_Rogers, said, even if you are there for the first time, feel free to share your talents and knowledge. Sign up to present. It's about passion, learning, and sharing, not about expertise.
Yes.
I mean, you could even, like, I've known people that, I've known people that want to just learn something, so that's what they put up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an expert on blah, blah, so boom. That's what I want to know.
Well, and I've, signed up to facilitate on something I did know and ended up getting schooled by somebody who came to that session and just shared like crazy. And I thought, wow, you're awesome.
And then you grow, right?
Yes.
So question 8, if you were required to facilitate a session at Ed Camp OKC, what would you share? I think we said right at the beginning, I'd do Flip Class Gamification Podcast. That's where my passions are right now. Maybe blogging.
Podcasting. A little blogging, maybe. I really like student choice.
Mm-hmm.
So going standards based on the teaching, but, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but I think that there are teachers out there that just go textbook based and think that they're going to meet all the standards that way. I know there are, because I've followed a few of them whenever I was a teacher's assistant and such. The textbook should not be the end all be all. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but standards-based grading, and I'm hoping that Todd Gregg and myself and Miss Kennedy are going to get together. We were kind of in a little Twitter conversation and said maybe we should do a session on this. So standards-based grading and teaching.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Who was your tweet?
I went with Sherry Gately because, and she is at Sherry Gately on the Twitters. She said PBL in ELA classrooms, standards-based grading, relationships with students. Mm-hmm. And so I tweeted to her this morning and she's not going to be able to go. She's got the flu.
This is just a public service announcement. If you have flu, please don't come to Ed Camp. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dang, that's really terrible timing on flu, Sherry. Well, we hope you get better. And we know with flu, while you're laying there on the couch wishing a thousand other things could be occurring, you can follow on Twitter.
Yes.
So I went with Lauren Pena, who is at Lauren_Pena16. She says, I want to know how people use homework effectively. I know. The newest thing is to be against homework. Don't at me. My pre-AP kiddos want to go to medical school someday. How do I prepare them for that without killing their love of reading? And I responded to her and I said, I think it's how is homework being used?
Yeah.
So.
I went to pick that tweet, you know, and I saw that you had already done it.
Yeah. Because once you send homework out, what's the intent of the homework?
Is it, exactly.
And who's going to, and you don't know necessarily, even if you do send it out, who's doing it once it gets out. But yeah. I mean, there are things that have to happen outside the school day. So how can we make sure that that is benefiting all involved in the education process? So I can understand her, and I can at her without being an angry at her. Why are you doing homework? No, because you know what? I was a math teacher. And even then, even when I was trying to revisit all of my homework things, I still required my pre-calc and calculus kids to give me 18 minutes a day outside of class.
I like it.
I mean, but it's going to benefit you in class. So anyway, question 9, Aaron.
What has been your all-time favorite takeaway from past Ed Camps? Mm-hmm. My friends.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've been to a couple of Ed Camps. And I feel like I don't have a favorite takeaway. I just feel like growth occurs or ideas happen.
Yeah.
And that's a favorite takeaway, is ideas always happen. I mean, 1 year I drove to Ed Camp to have donuts and coffee, and then when Ed Camp started, I left. Because my son had a soccer match.
You just showed up for coffee.
I showed up for coffee EDU. It was at Del City. It was last year. I showed up at coffee EDU. I went to Del City, chatted with a few folks. They got Ed Camp organized. First session started. I was still jabbering and had to leave.
So last year I went to the last session and the prize giveaway because I don't remember what I had going on all day, but I couldn't get there.
Because we missed each other. We didn't get to even say hello.
No hi.
Yeah.
I went with a Stephanie Heim tweet here. She said, mm-hmm. Too many to name, probably meeting a fellow educator and bringing them to CPS Res. And so it's my recruiting ground.
Those greedy Clinton people.
They like to populate the Twitters with their great ideas. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. I went with Jack Reed. He's at JL Reed 2011. He said, project-based learning in a session run by Andre Dowdy. I learned about the 3 R's. So,
riding bicycles,
mm-hmm.
rodeos,
reading comic books.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Now it's probably rigor, relevance, and relationships.
I don't know. It sounds like stuff that Andre would talk about. I didn't go to that session, so I'm not sure what the 3 R's are.
All right. Well, boom sauce. And you're going to first because mine came after.
Yeah.
It's in the same conversation.
So, you know, you do want to show up to Ed Camp prepared because there could be something that you have on your technology that you do want to display and share.
Yeah.
And PD tweeting has an effect size of 0.62, who is at Mr. Josh Flores, our good buddy Josh Flores. He said, in all caps, do not forget your dongle. I'm serious. Stop. Stop laughing now. Grow up.
Okay. So I really want to know about his Twitter name during that tweet, because when I put my notes in this morning, he has already changed his Twitter name again. He is still at Mr. Josh Flores, so you'll always be able to find him there. But sometimes just typing in Josh Flores does not get you.
our Josh Flores.
Yes. And so between when you did your notes, what he was at, PD tweeting has an effect size of 0.62, which I want to know all about that. He has changed it to josh_flores.gif. Anyway, so there was a whole conversation that went in there, and I'm pretty sure it was Shelby. She was like, I feel like I need the Urban Dictionary for this. What's going on? And so then he said, well, definitely do not type it in the Twitter's GIF search. I already made that mistake. Don't spit your coffee out. There's
that whole thread is hilarious because I got in on it too. And at one point, Josh tweeted a GIF that said "abandoned thread." And it was a cartoony guy, and his arms were wiggly back and forth, and he was turned around and running from the conversation. And I've read it two or three times since then, and I giggle every single time.
Well, speaking of Josh Flores, mm-hmm. he and his collaborate ed partner mm-hmm. Are going to be hosting the Twitter's chat next week.
Yes. And you have homework to do for that if you're going to participate in the chat. Yes. And he's both Josh and Laura have tweeted out a couple of times what it is that you need to do. And I've already done my thing. It's a 16 personalities, and it takes about 10 minutes.
Okay. So. I was planning on doing it right before the Twitter chat, but maybe I should get in and do it pretty quick.
It takes about 10. It takes about 10 minutes, and it gives you the results, and you can have the results emailed to you. So you just kind of want to know where you fall. So if you plan on doing it before chat, you might give yourself a half an hour just so you can read and see.
Okay.
I don't think it'll take you that long, but that way you're prepared.
I'm a slow person some days. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're brilliant and your brain is always going, sometimes it slows down the physical appendages.
Exactly. All right. That happens at 8 p.m. Yep. Central Standard Time.
On Sunday evening.
On Sunday evening. And so look for the tweet, the homework tweet, mm-hmm. and be ready to chat.
That's right. It'll be amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
All right.
You know what? You know what to do.
Go out and dominate the world.
Yes.
Does not compute.
There are muscles in your body you haven't used.
Like, I would have come and picked you up, maybe.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.